You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
I'm Catherine Lanfer, in for John Hockenberry. Okay, Adora, we know that presidential hopefuls Barack Obama and John McCain differ on different points of U.S. policy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Iraq, solutions to the energy crisis. They even have some musical disagreements. Blender magazine polled the two of them for their top 10 favorite songs. You want to make any guesses as to who went where?
No, but it is an interesting list.
Okay.
I'm going to let you tell it.
All right. Obama went for hits, as you might expect. Bruce Springsteen, The Rolling Stones. McCain tilted toward hits by ABBA and Neil Diamond. But the lists had one thing in common.
I've got you under my skin.
That's Frank Sinatra. Now, that song is I've Got You Under My Skin, a Cole Porter classic as recorded by Sinatra. That's the number 8 song on a John McCain list of top 10 hits. And the blue side of this disc?
That you can't see your future with me, 'cause you'd be, oh, so easy to love.
That's another Cole Porter tune, also recorded by Sinatra. You'd Be So Easy to Love. And that comes in at number 7 on the Barack Obama list. Old Blue Eyes as the bridge between red states and blue states? Who knew? Well, actually, we're guessing that jazz musician John Pizzarelli probably did. He's had the privilege of opening for Sinatra numerous times, and he has a new CD coming out later this month, August 19th, called With a Song in My Heart. And he joins us on the line now. Hey, John, thanks for joining us.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm all right. Okay, what does it say that given all the other disparities on their lists, I mean, really, ABBA versus Bruce Springsteen, what does it say that they both like Sinatra?
Well, I guess they realize there's Sinatra fans all over the United States, so they got to throw in, at least they'll get the Italian vote.
Now, really, seriously, what is it about Sinatra that would appeal across party lines, as it were?
I think, you know, Sinatra, being that his career spanned 6 decades, there's so many people that have their favorite Sinatra song, so there's always some sort of Sinatra in everybody's form of reference. Even though there's no, you see, there's no Beatles songs on their list, but there's Sinatra songs that shows that Sinatra's, you know, ubiquitous over the past 6 decades.
What about the fact that both of these songs are Sinatra interpretations of Cole Porter?
That's very, I find that interesting. I think that the song I've Got You Under My Skin is sort of a classic, and you know, anyone would pick that one. The sort of unique choice is Easy to Love. I don't know if anybody would choose Easy to Love as a song, a favorite song, much less a favorite Sinatra record. And it's You'd Be So Easy to Love. It'd be more interesting, I guess, if I'd Be So Easy to Love. You know, it might work better for him.
Yeah. Now, what Sinatra songs, then, would you have picked out if you have some quibbles?
Well, I think as I was thinking about it, I think earlier I thought We Small Hours would be an obvious choice, but, you know, maybe Obama would choose My Kind of Town, Chicago Is, and get the hometown vote. And then there is a record of By the Time I Get to Phoenix, and John McCain could choose that. So at least they could cover the hometown vote.
Yeah, you're going for some pretty cornball lists here, I got to tell you, mister. Now, you know, we actually put this question out to everyone, and that is, what song choices would you make for John McCain and Barack Obama? We're going to make you the musical advisor to the president. So go ahead, send us your own playlist, or better yet, sing it to us at 1-877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. All right, we've already got some in here, John and Adora. Do you want to go ahead and take a listen?
Sure.
All right, let's hear.
John from Dartmouth, Mass. One song for each campaign. For John McCain, Under Pressure by Freddie Mercury and David Bowie. For Barack Obama, It's a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong. Thank you.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, who couldn't like that song?
I think that one's even on John McCain's list.
I think you're right. Let's hear another one.
Hi, my name is Brian from Everett, Washington, and my recommendation for a song, maybe not for Obama, but for the convention, is Get Out of Denver by Bob Seger. How about that?
That's rather harsh. Get out of Denver.
All right, we've got to do this next one. You hang on to this, John.
Okay. This is Matt Chauncey, in from New Hampshire, from the godfather of soul, the world's greatest entertainer, James Brown. It's a man's, man's world would be John Senator McCain's selection.
This is a man's world.
And for Senator Obama, say it loud.
Okay.
Those are pretty creative.
I was just going to say, what do you think, John?
Those two are pretty good. He thought that one out pretty well. I think Say It Loud might be on Obama's list, too. I think one of those is out there. But those are two good choices.
All right. Well, now that we have the blessing of your musical advice, I want to let you go. But thank you so much, John Pizzarelli.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
Thanks. All right. That is our friend of Sinatra, acclaimed jazz vocalist and guitarist. His latest CD is With a Song in My Heart. Don't forget, we want your take on this. 877-8 my take.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.